Hello, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are part of Centers for Spiritual Living, and I am so glad that you've joined us here today for this online service. When we normally meet in person on a Sunday morning, one of the first things that we do is say good morning to the people that are sitting near us. And what really happens is it turns into a love fest. It's an opportunity where we each get to open our hearts and experience that connection that we have with each other and the love that we have for each other and how wonderful it feels to be part of a community. And so since we aren't together today, what I invite you to do is just to close your eyes for a moment and to hold in your mind's eye some of the people that you normally see on a Sunday morning. And if you aren't with us regularly, I invite you just to hold in your mind's eye some of the people that you love. And to imagine yourself saying good morning to them, sending them your love, hugging them, the joy of seeing each other, to just experience that. And to imagine yourself wrapping them in your love, that golden light of your own love. And how as we do that, there's something within each of us that is awakened, a sense of coming home, a sense of being seen and known and cared about. And to know that as you do that, you are actually sending that person a blessing. And to know that as you do that, there are chances are that somebody else that watches this video is doing the same for you, sending you their love and wrapping you in that golden light, sending you a blessing. And how wonderful it is to get to participate in blessing each other. And so we begin our service today. I'm going to invite our practitioner, Ray Bunch, to come forward. He's going to lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of a spirit that is always right where we are and do a contemplative reading for us. And so what I invite you to do right now is just to kind of settle in to your own self, to just let go of the busyness and the hustle and bustle and whatever you've been doing, just to allow yourself to feel supported by the chair that you're in, to just kind of let go and to find that place within of stillness.
Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, this is the time to just come to the center of your own beingness. So just stop for a minute. Feel yourself get heavy in your own body. Feel gravity holding you on the earth. Allow yourself to come to that sacred place, that place that you know, that you visit when you really, really, really want to be in touch with the beingness that is always with you, with the divine life that lives within inside of you, from the source of all energy, from the source of all creation, from the one mind, from the many to the single. And as we join here, I simply declare this time to be wonderful, that the opportunities that are coming forth are received as blessings. And we begin to really recognize how blessed we are and how great our lives are and how abundant we live and how supported we are. And from that, I simply bless all life, all human life, all mankind, all womankind, all animals, all fish, all everything, trees, I don't care. Let's get it all in this. Bless it. Bless all religions, all faiths, all understandings that are about understanding the dynamic of the spirit that I call the living spirit, the one energy, the one source, often referred to as God. So I bless our time together. I bless you for paying attention to this video. And I say thank you. And so it is. Amen. One of my teachers years ago, a man by the name of Lee Gibson, who was somebody that I loved a lot in my life, said to me, he said, if you're in a conversation with somebody, how many people does it take to create equality? And so I gave that a lot of thought, and I said, well, you know, relationships are 50-50, and if the other person has to do their part, and I have to do my part. So I guess it takes two of us. And he says, no. He says, it only takes one. You. If you talk to people from the energy and the source of equality, they will join you in that field that Rumi talks about, out beyond right and wrong. So I was so impressed with that, and it made such a difference in my life as to how I listen to people and talk to them, that when I run across things that remind me of that, I read it and brought it to you today. So this is an excerpt from a daily guide on March the 8th, 2010. And because I put that magazine together into an Amazon app, I get to read it before you do. And Eugene Holden was the person that wrote this. Unity, the essence of inclusion. Inclusion requires work. Inclusion requires work, and Lee would say, on yourself. Let's not pretend that it doesn't, and say, oh, it's real easy. Let's not pretend that it doesn't. It takes constant practice to include everything in our lives. Unity is letting go of all sense of separation. It is important to know that we are not separate from anything. Whenever we experience what we call separation, it is only because we think that we are separate. Like Shakespeare says, it's all thinking that makes us so. It's our thinking that makes us so. The truth is, we are not separate at all. As we practice unity from this consciousness, we start to live in the oneness of all, with all, as well as with the all, with the capital A. Be one with love, be one with life, step into and live from the essence of oneness, from the essence of unity. As Ernest Holmes says, there is one life. That life is God's life. That life is perfect. That life is my life now. And I add, your life, their life, all life, right now. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ray. And so I'd love to share with you our mission statement at Living Beyond Limits right now. It goes like this. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. And so it's exactly what Ray was talking about, that we are one with everyone and everything and one with that infinite presence. That it lives in us and through us and as us, but really we only have access to those qualities of spirit, of love and peace and wholeness and good and our own power, when we recognize that we always have it within us. That we don't have to get those things from the outside, but because that living spirit lives within us, because divinity is our own essence, the essence of our spirit and our soul, we have all of that within us. We already have love within us. We already have peace within us. We already have all the power and all the creativity and all the wisdom that we could need to do anything. And it's as we come to recognize that those qualities of the spirit are within us, that then we bring them into the world regardless of what's happening. Regardless of how other people are behaving, we aren't reliant upon them. We're just reliant on that presence within us. And as we bring those qualities and characteristics into the world, we act as a beneficial presence in this world. We participate in our own spiritual evolution, and we add to the evolution of humanity because we are all one, collectively part of the whole, part of the consciousness, the collective consciousness, and part of that divine presence. And so I say thank you to every single one of you for answering the call of your own heart and your own spirit to be walking this path, to be bringing that presence into the world in a way that is beneficial and healing. So thank you for that. And so this Monday is February 1st, and with that, it makes almost a year since we have been in this global pandemic. And as a result of moving through this pandemic, we have all adopted lots of new ways of being in the world and lots of new ways to doing things. We've adjusted to a lot of restrictions that we didn't have before, but that have been placed upon us. And there are times when it feels really hard. Like going through the holidays was hard. And there are times when it seems okay because we've adjusted so much to a new way of doing things. And then there are other times where we feel like we are just over this. We are tired, we're bored, we're just done with this. Can you relate to that? Do you ever feel those things? And at the same time, Centers for Spiritual Living teaches that we live in this realm of infinite potentiality, that we live in a realm of boundless creativity and boundless good that is at our disposal, that we have access to at all times. In fact, Ernest Holmes said, "In principle and in potential, we are immersed in good, for we are one in the mind of God. But we have freedom or volition to create our own experience out of the possibilities of life in which we have been endowed, the prerogative of heaven or hell." Do you create hell for yourself ever? You know, I think that the main way that we create hell for ourselves is really about the way we look at life. It's really about our perspective. And as spiritual beings, we have needs. And one of those needs that we have is to live in freedom. We also have a need to express ourselves, to express our creativity and express our gifts and express who we are in the world. We come with that need inside of us. Ernest Holmes says, "We are born with an urge to express life. We are born with a desire to unite our living with others, to enjoy people, and to live creatively. It seems as though something dynamic entered into us when we were born, an impulse to participate in the joy of living and to give vent to those thoughts and feelings, those emotional urges and impulses, which every normal person has." We have an urge to express life. We have an urge and a need to live creatively. And some of those ways that we normally express and experience that freedom, or that we normally express our creativity and express ourselves in the world, have not been available to us during this pandemic. An example might be that maybe you experience freedom in your life by traveling and by going to places that you've never been before and discovering new things and seeing new ways of living and meeting new people. Maybe one of the ways that you experience freedom is by going to different restaurants and trying different foods. Maybe just foods that you never would make yourself at home, or maybe it's foods from different ethnicities. Or maybe the way that you experience freedom is by going to film festivals. And through seeing all these different films, you get a whole different perspective on life than you would if you were just living your own life in your own house. Perhaps you express your creativity through throwing dinner parties or having backyard barbecues. Or maybe you experience that giving of yourself to this world through volunteering somewhere for something that you are passionate about. Or maybe you get to express yourself by being with kids and teaching. Or maybe just by being with your clients at work. But the problem isn't that those things are closed to us right now. The problem is that we think those avenues of expression are the only avenues that are available to us. The problem is we think those are the only ways that we can experience freedom. Excuse me. We think that those are the only ways that we can experience freedom or express ourselves or our own creativity in the world. The problem is our lack of thinking outside of our box. Ernest Holmes said, "The spirit is perfect, complete, and limitless, but your thought circumscribes its action and causes the very mind of freedom to create conditions which you call bondage." We are living in this infinite potentiality, in this realm of creativity. And as human beings, we have a need for the familiar, for that which we already know. It makes us comfortable, and it makes life seem easy, and we don't have to think about it too much. We don't have to figure anything out. that makes us feel safe. And it makes things seem easy and we can just relax. But at the same time, as human beings, as spiritual beings, we also have a need for novelty. We have a need for doing things that we've never done before, for being ways we've never been before, for experiencing things we've never experienced before, to go places we've never been before. We have a need for that because when we do those things, we feel invigorated and we feel more alive. I think that's because when we do something new, we experience ourselves in a different way. We experience ourselves oftentimes in a greater way. We experience life in a different way. It's expansive. Last week, Colleen and I wanted to get out and do something different, so we decided to go see the new bridge that takes you over to Palos Verdes. So we went over there, and we drove across the bridge, and it's fabulous, and went into San Pedro, and you know, you turn left on Gaffey, and you go up the street, and normally we turn right when you get to the ocean. Well, we discovered an overlook that I'd never seen before that kind of looked over the harbor. So we got out and looked over the overlook, and did you know there's a breakwater down there? I never knew there was a breakwater there. You could see the breakwater, and you could see there were people and cars down there. So we decided, let's go see that breakwater. We've never seen that. Well, it took us down the hill, twisty, turvy, through this neighborhood we'd never seen before that was wonderful houses. There was a modern house that had frosted windows that in the frosting was whales and sea lions in this very modern house. We saw old Victorian homes with the gingerbread on the front of them and just lots of really wonderful things. And then we got down to the breakwater and parked and walked out on the rocks, and the water was shooting up like 15 feet in the air as it hit that wall. It was so much fun to do something different, to see something different, to get outside of the routine of our normal lives. It was really fun and really invigorating. And so often when I talk to you, I talk about the fact that as spiritual beings, we are here to give way to our greater yet to be. We are here to give way to our spirit, to unfold our souls, and to unfold our potential. The potential that lives within us. And some of the ways that we give way to that potential is by education and through spiritual education, where we get to really learn and discover who and what we are. We give way to our own souls and bring that greater yet to be forward by doing things like being of service in this world. We do that, expand ourselves by loving other people and by ever widening that circle of who actually is included in our love and who we extend our love to. We give way to that greater yet to be by discovering our power and our own authentic voice and our own strength, especially as women. And I think men give way to their own souls and to that own greater yet to be by learning how to have a soft heart and by being compassionate and caring and extending that to a greater circle of people. But whenever we do any of those things that feel expansive to us, we have an experience of being in the flow of life. And that feels really good. And we have, because we are here to unfold our souls, because we are here to give way to that ever greater yet to be, our own potential, what if then these restrictions that have been placed upon us are really just a new and different opportunity to discover something more about ourselves? What if they're just a new and a different opportunity to unfold in a different way than we have ever unfolded? To discover things within us that we've never given way to? to discover who we are, or to express our creativity in a new way, to discover our power, or just to be in the flow of life in a whole new way. And so I'd like to share a story with you from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Positive. It goes like this. The phone call came on a Friday afternoon. I listened to the cryptic voicemail message from my boss telling me to meet him at the airport on Monday morning. Though he regularly traveled to my sales territory to tour stores and to meet with me, never had such a trip been sprung on me like this. They were normally scheduled weeks in advance and involved lengthy itineraries. This time was different, and I instantly knew what was coming. After 9 years with my company, I had seen many employees let go. They were never told over the phone. Call it downsized, laid off, let go, fired. It didn't really matter. What did matter was that in 48 hours, I was going to lose my job of 9 years. A job that I had sacrificed so much for in an attempt to provide the best life I could for my wife and eventually our family. I pulled the car over and sat on the side of the road. I was numb. I wanted to cry. I wanted to scream. I wanted to call my boss and beg him for my job. Instead, I sat there and wondered how I was going to tell my wife, Amber, just 3 months after bringing our first child home from the hospital. I was out of a job. The weekend was a blur. I didn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I was sick to my stomach. Amber and I sat up long into the night trying to plan for what was coming. It was during one of those late-night conversations that my wife gave me a great piece of advice. It not only got me through the darkest days of my life, but also turned what I saw as the worst thing that could ever happen to me into something that I now view as an incredible blessing. "This is happening for a reason," she said, "and eventually you will come to know what it is." I spent the next week in a haze. Since I was married to a teacher, my wife had the summer off. While she stayed home with Zoe, I hid out in matinee movies, unsure of what to do while everyone else was at work. I did my best to get lost in whatever was on the screen, hoping to dull the pain that was eating away at me while I tried to reconcile what was happening. No longer able to afford daycare we had planned for Zoe, it would be up to me to assume the role of stay-at-home dad. My wife returned to school in what seemed like the blink of an eye. I went from managing sales territory with 20 employees and millions of dollars of annual revenue, from a cell phone ringing off the hook and a calendar filled with appointments, to finding myself changing diapers, washing bottles, and singing lullabies. Little did I know that what at first seemed so devastating would turn into an incredible blessing. As the days and weeks went on, the depression faded, and I realized, like it or not, I had a responsibility to be the best stay-at-home dad that I could be. Soon, Zoe and I were taking trips to the mall and drives to the lake. We became regulars at the local bookstore attending readings and book signings. She became my lunch date, my confidant, and my best friend. Even more than that, I became a dad. Not a father, a dutiful breadwinner, but a dad. I was there for her first word and her first bite of solid food. I watched her take her first steps. It was incredible. I understood her various cries. I learned her quirky personality. And she and I developed a bond that 4 years later is unbreakable. Though the fat salary, the bonuses, the company car, and all the other perks of corporate life are long gone, I wouldn't change a thing. What was so dark and devastating, what caused such financial hardship and strain in our lives, left me a new man. Today, I'm back at work, in a job I love, doing what I always wanted to do. The money will never be what it was, but the satisfaction, the peace in my heart, and most importantly, the relationship I have with my daughter are all things that money could never buy. And so the title of my talk today is The Artist's Way, because we are each the artists of our own lives. And I'm talking about that as we live through this pandemic and as our lives do not look the same as they used to look, that we are living in an invitation to bring forward our creativity in a whole new way, to bring forward that life essence that lives within us in a whole new way, to expand ourselves and to express that creative impulse that Ernest Holmes was saying that we all have within us. And so I read something online this week that I'd love to share with you. It was called 100 Hacks for Boosting Your Happiness Chemicals by Stephen Handel. Serotonin is often associated with mood regulation and happiness. And so these are some of the things that we can do to raise our serotonin. Practice meditation, such as a simple breathing technique. Go for a long walk. Spend time outside and learn to appreciate everyday nature. Sit in the sun and enjoy it. Pursue a creative hobby, such as painting, music, photography, or filmmaking. Listen to your favorite music. Do more aerobic exercise like swimming or running or cycling. I think lots of us have taken on a lot of those things in order to feel peaceful and have a sense of calm and a sense of well-being as we move through this. Dopamine is another chemical. It's a feel-good chemical. It creates pleasure. And low levels are linked with reduced motivation and reduced enthusiasm. Have you been experiencing reduced motivation or enthusiasm? I have. So here's what I did not know. In order to raise dopamine levels, do things like complete a small and easy task, like making your bed, washing the dishes, or finish an email. Create a small win, something that you accomplished recently. Complete a small puzzle or a game. Reflect on a positive memory that you recently had, no matter how small it may seem. Finish reading the chapter of a book. Clean one thing or go on a tidying marathon for a day. Schedule something exciting in the future to look forward to. Learn about a new and exciting topic. Put a fun twist on an ordinary activity to make it more enjoyable. For Christmas, I received a puzzle. And I'm not a puzzle doer. In fact, I hadn't done a puzzle in at least 20 years because I'm not very good at it. That's what I say. Well, I got this puzzle. It was so much fun. One of the things, it was the perfect puzzle to begin with. There were no two repeating colors on the whole puzzle. Each piece of it was a different color. So it was easy to do. Well, that kind of stirred up something in me. And we have done 4 or 5 puzzles now. And we've had such a good time doing it. It's something new that's outside of my box. It gives me that feeling of accomplishment and completion, which raises the dopamine levels. We've been having a great time. It's so satisfying. So on this website, it goes on to say, life can become boring and tedious if we find ourselves doing the same things over and over again. Are you doing the same things over and over again during this pandemic? We all crave new experiences and novelty to some degree to keep life fresh and exciting. Even common activities that we normally find fun and enjoyable can become lackluster if we do them too frequently and never try to add a twist to them. A new study published in Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin may have cracked the code when it comes to how we can make ordinary experiences more fun and more enjoyable. In 3 different studies, researchers demonstrated that doing an old activity in a new way is the key to spicing up your life and making any activity more enjoyable and fun and entertaining. One study found that people enjoyed popcorn more, rating it as more tasty, flavorful, and fun to eat when they used chopsticks to eat it rather than their hands. In a second study, drinking water was rated as more enjoyable when people drank it in unconventional ways. like out of a martini glass, or lapping the water out of a bowl like a dog or a cat. In a third study, people watched a video of a motorcycle ride from the driver's perspective. Those who watched the video with goggles on rated the video to be more exciting and more enjoyable. All of that is getting outside of our box. In each study, researchers discovered that those who did the activity in a unique and unconventional way reported the experience as more fun and enjoyable compared to people who did the activity normally. And here are some suggestions. Discover new uses for ordinary objects, like using chopsticks to eat popcorn. Combine activities that don't normally go together, like dancing to your favorite music while you're folding laundry. Turn activities into a game or into a competition. Who can finish their homework the fastest? Or wear a costume, dressing up while you watch your favorite movie or read from your favorite book. And so I walk out into my living room one day, and Colleen is laying on the couch with a fireman's helmet on that was part of a Halloween costume while she's reading her book. This was long before I read this article. We entertain ourselves and life becomes more fun when we do things like that. And so what activities can you combine that don't normally go together? Think about that. What activity or chore or mundane thing can you do in a different way than you've ever done it before? What fun twist can you put on one of your regular activities? What new thing would you like to learn about? Or what new thing would you like to do? How can you get outside of your box that you're in most of the time? Life is to us what we are to it. We create the experience that we're having. We live in a realm of infinite potential, of boundless possibilities, of boundless creativity, but it requires us to get out of our box to access those possibilities and to access that creativity. It takes us doing something new. It takes us being open and willing to try something new, to have a new experience, so that those possibilities can express themselves in new ways through you. I used to teach junior church when I went to church in Cyprus. My favorite was working with the teens. And we had two teenage sisters. One of them told me that she, whenever she would tell her dad that she was bored, he would say, "You're only bored if you're boring." God can only do for us what God can do through us. And so I invite you to look at new ways to do things, and to look for new things that you can do during this pandemic. Because as you do those new things, you feel energized and happy and alive and in the flow of life, because you already are. So discover new ways of doing things that you already do as a way to unfold that potential of the universe through you. And so my invitation to you is to complete a small task. Clean out a junk drawer. Do a puzzle. Finish a chapter in the book. Find a new way to do something that you already do. Celebrate a small win. Reflect on a positive memory. Schedule something to look forward to. Get outside of your box. And as a result, you and I will both be moving through this pandemic with a greater sense of satisfaction with greater joy, with greater sense of being content and satisfied, because we will be unfolding the potential of our own beingness and the potential of this universe, which is what we came here to do. And so blessings to you on this path of ever giving way to life in a greater way, to ever embodying life to a greater degree, and to bringing the beauty of your own beingness into this world in a way that feels so good. And so blessings to you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so I turn my attention to the truth that yes, indeed, that living spirit is right here where I am. That living spirit is filling all of space and all of time, for it is beyond all. It is the all. In all, through all, around all, as all. And that living spirit expresses itself as peace and as love, as creativity. It is the very essence of infinite potential, the very essence of creativity itself. And so I know that it is the longing at the heart of the universe to unfold itself. And so today we come to that presence in a greater way, in a more open way. Open minds, open hearts, open arms, open hands, open and receptive to be the expression of that one. And so it is in our openness that that presence unfolds itself in ways that are miraculous, in ways that are beautiful, in ways that feel fulfilling, where we feel like we are in the flow of life. And so I know that that creativity unfolds itself in our minds today as new ways to do things, as fun ways to do things, combining things that we've never done together before. And as we do that, we do feel more alive and invigorated, happy and content. So I know that we are each led and guided on this path of unfolding, that we have come here to do and come here to be as spiritual beings, and that it is all blessed. I claim and know, too, anything that has felt like frustration, tiredness, discontent, just simply falls away as we stand in the light of the divine, the light of boundless good, and that pours itself into us. What a blessing it is to be here giving way to that presence, through our words and our actions and our thoughts and our lives. For the life we are each living is the life of the divine. And so I release this prayer into the creative law of the universe, knowing that it is coming into being even now, simply because we have opened ourselves up, for it has always been the truth. And today, we are recipients and activists in this truth. And how blessed we are. And so I release this prayer in gratitude, and I say, and so it is. And so I have a couple of invitations for you. One is last Monday, Sunday night or Monday morning, you received a questionnaire from Living Beyond Limits. And I would like you to please respond to that questionnaire. It is really about how we can be of service to our community of Living Beyond Limits in a greater way than we have been as we continue to have things closed down a little bit and staying safe and doing that things. How we can support you and enable you to thrive and feel nurtured and cared about and uplifted. So please fill that questionnaire out and hit the reply button. It'll come back to us. I invite you to join us for our Thursday evening Zoom meeting. Somebody said this week on the Zoom meeting, this feels like coming home. You know, it's really a group of people who are supportive of each other, who see, we see each other because we get to share about stuff that is important and real and meaningful to us in our lives and do some spiritual practice together. So if you are not joining us, we invite you to join us. If you are not on our mailing list, will you please email us your address at livingbeyondlimitscsl@gmail.com, and we will make sure that you get those Zoom links so that you can join us. We are continuing to do ministry of prayer, so if you have a prayer request, will you please email it to Living Beyond Limits or call or text Barbara Conant, and she will get you on that ministry of prayer list, and we will support you during the next week in prayer for whatever it is that you are seeking to have. We have prayer shawls. If you'd like to be gifted with a prayer shawl wrapped in that energy of prayer, Barbara Conant can get that to you. We invite you to join our YouTube channel where you have access to all of our videos, and invite you to share these videos, these talks, with your friends. You can post a link on Facebook. You can just tell your friends about it. You can forward the email to them, because I think we all need this kind of message right now to keep us uplifted during this time. And so I thank you also so much for your ongoing financial support of Living Beyond Limits. It is enabling us to stay afloat and to continue to thrive and to be here of service in this world. And so know that you are loved, that we hold you in our hearts, even though we aren't together. And I look forward to seeing you here next week, and I hope to see you on Zoom.